Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. This show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. You are listening to the only show that will provide you with the details of precisely the process as well as what it will take into getting the federal government into compliance with the Constitution. One of the huge benefits from this process and from what we're doing is it will also force your states to start becoming compliant to their constitution. I can't tell you how many times I've had meetings with people and or discussions with people who are living in blue states. And I point out to them the simple solution they have regarding their state problems. In other words, you know, the fact that their state is violating their own state constitution. What states need to do is they need to go down a dual path. Every state, Indiana, Washington, Oregon, Illinois, it doesn't matter, Nevada. If you live in a state that has one single large population center, Georgia, then you should be actually applying to split that state. Isolate that population center as much as you can. Just throw it off to the wolves and petition to actually split the state. Now, what you do is you kind of, you know, go around the county commissioners, every red county commissioner, and get them on board with literally petitioning to rewrite the constitution of the state. And in doing that, you have these county commissioners that are ready to seize the day if the state legislators refuse to split the state. It's kind of like a quid pro quo, right? You do this or we'll you do that, or you deny us this, then we're going to do this. And so it literally becomes, I believe, the fulcrum. And I say this because I don't know very many progressive legislators as well as the population center that wants to see them lose their ability to run rickshaw over those people that they control. Now, they don't want to see their influence of control, you know, lessen significantly by losing the rest of the state, but they would rather maintain control than actually losing control completely. Because if you take over the Constitution and you rewrite that Constitution to limit their ability to tax you and limit their ability to inject social programming, there's real easy ways of doing that so that the states actually can't even do anything. The problem is that 9 times out of 10, we're a little bit more lenient with the states and allowing them to do a lot more. But if you take that away from them, they're not going to like it. And actually, it's not a matter of they like it. They won't accept it. What they would rather do is they would rather let you have your state. And therefore, you know, you've got all the leverage you need to move forward and literally create a 51st, a 52nd, a 53rd, a 54th. We could have, by the end of the process, we could have possibly up to 70 states instead of 50. And every time there's a new state, I hope you go out and buy an American flag with that extra star. And you can, you know, not mark on it, but you can kind of hang it and frame it. You know, this is where we isolated the progressive populist, you know, communists in Seattle and in Portland and in Atlanta and in Chicago. And, you know, have a great treasure trove of American flags where, you know, we've watched them. And it doesn't take long. They'll run out of other people's money real quick. They'll beg for the federal government to come in and bail them out. And the federal government will say, well, that's not in the Constitution for us to do. You're going to have to go into conservatorship and you're actually going to have to, you know, pay off your debts. Sorry. So anyway, There's no doubt in my mind that if you want to see them panic, it's just like if Trump really wanted to force the Democrats to give him a wall, all he has to do is start using his EO, you know, executive orders, right? And literally start hacking away at all of the progressive executive departments that he is manning that are unconstitutional. And he has the epiphany and says, look, I can't find anywhere in the Constitution where we have the authority to operate the EPA. Do you guys have an amendment over there that I don't know about? Oh, okay. Well, I'm cutting it. Boom. And before he could even sign it, if he called over to the House and said, hey, do you guys have an amendment? He called over to the Senate. Do you guys have an amendment for this? Okay, I'm cutting it. They would be running over to his door and knocking and saying, please let us in. We'll give you the wall. Here's a big, huge check. Go get your wall and deport some people. Okay, how's that? Just you take it easy. Take a chill. I would rather see him actually get rid of all of the government, because bottom line, the day he gets rid of the entitlement state is the day the incentives for a lot of these people to come here goes away. I cannot blame anybody who comes here and thinks that they're just going to be able to get, you know, free pie at the expense of the rest of us. There's lots of people that are being told, no, don't worry, just come and you get free pie. Or whatever. The entitlement state is the problem. And along with a lot of other tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. But anyway, if you want to understand what it takes to get there, because Trump can actually use these EOs and shut them down, but the next president can come along and go, you know what? I thought those things were pretty good, and we're going to go ahead because we did them before, and we'll do them again. Until the states stand up and say, no, 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 Trump was right. You have to have an amendment to create that power. We're shutting you down. And literally, it requires the states to assert their authority. So the number to call in, if you're so inclined, it would be 215, and that's the number for today, by the way, 215-867-8255, and so, or 215-TOP-TALK, of course. And so if you're ready to get into some really interesting information, let me do this, because I haven't groveled in a while. We need your support. There's no doubt in my mind that most of you are starting to recognize that there is no way you can refute this argument. The Constitution is a contract. This contract was written for and by the states. The states are the stakeholders of it. The states absolutely have the authority to hold the federal government accountable to all of the violations. And that's all we need to do is get them holding them accountable via an audit. And when we get the states pulled together, that's what we call Republic Review. So if you want to help, I mean, we do have a financial burden that we still have to pay off for, you know, our last trip. And we need to get going to Wyoming again. And we actually need to make a few more trips. So we could really use some financial help. We have a crowdfunding out on GoFundMe, and go look at the model of, you know, what we need to actually cost. We're only looking to cover the cost of travel and those types of things. This is not an effort to create a highfalutin lifestyle like a lot of the other conservative entertainers who have really great sharp wit that can come up with some real pithy comments and just, you know, slay people with Solomon's sword kind of thing. I mean, they're just really wise people, but they're not offering you a solution, though. And I guess you understand that. I mean, if you want entertainment, I may not be the best person, but if you're looking for solutions, I absolutely have some solutions for you, and these are irrefutable solutions. So anyway, if you want to help, you can do that as well. One of the things you can do is you could do some research, or you could do some emails. So if you've got a computer, phone, or what have you, send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. If you want to get involved in other efforts, I would highly recommend that you look up the Constitution Club at constitutionclub.ning.com and give those guys, you know, a holler, sign up there and get involved with what they're doing in trying to rescind the 17th Amendment. There's this First Right group. I'm going to have Erin Williams Lee on hopefully very soon. She's just getting some hardware so that we can have a really good, clear conversation. And we will have her on talking about what they're trying to do in helping drain the swamp. Now, keep in mind, you know, we don't have enough time, to be honest with you, for them to get that amendment through or for Keith to get the 17th Amendment rescinded. We don't have enough time. We actually have to execute Republic Review and the audit in this process as well, and or use all three to kind of slow down this cascading events of collapse. And I'm telling you, we've only got a matter of a couple of years. We have till effectively 2024, that election year, 2022 possibly, because of all the illegals and because of all the dolts and all the communists that are entering into our electorate. And unfortunately, there's way too many, you know, parents, your parents may be passing away within the next so many years. And there's not a lot of people coming to the light. There's too many people that are trapped in the dark side. So I think you get it. So if you want to help, we do need your help. And we are humbled by all of you that are helping. I am truly humbled by all of the assistance and help that I've gotten thus far. And so, again, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. Let me just kind of move on, because I did check. There is no sign of any roles, responsibilities, and powers that are being dismantled by the federal government. So that means we have to do it. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some of those things that I think are interesting that might actually motivate you in wanting to get involved. We call it marketing. And so we'll be right back after a couple sponsors, or actually a couple promos. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And, you know, I know that there's all sorts of distractions out there, things that will just actually get you passionate and pull you in. And it's kind of like wrestling with pigs. You know, you get dirty, but the pigs love it. And so I try to point out to people that when you start fighting the government on their terms, you will never win. You have to fight them on our terms. And our terms is the Constitution, and our terms is demanding compliance to the Constitution. So with that, let's kind of leap forward a little bit and let's talk about some things that have come out just recently. Based on the outcome of the investigation in Las Vegas, that shooting, you know, well over a year ago, I think it's obvious that there is once again another cover-up. I mean, you cannot tell me that they can't get to motives and just a plethora of other information. If you want the truth, and we want to start getting the truth out of really what's going on, especially with, you know, when we find out that the FBI had tips, had indications, such as some of these school shootings and so forth, I believe that instead of allowing the FBI to start doing this, we need to start allowing local authorities to do the investigation, to manage it, and not allow the FBI the full control. I mean, they may have tools and so forth that they might be able to bring to the table, but that's all. They have a supporting role. They are not in charge. They've got to be stripped. As a matter of fact, it comes right to add insult to injury, the FBI is not even a constitutional role, responsibility, or power within the federal government. I mean, please go read what Thomas Jefferson said in the Kentucky Resolution of 1798. Every FBI investigation that I know of since JFK, even the one that the FBI went out to Libya and investigated the Benghazi, every single one is suspect as far as I'm concerned now. I mean, do we really believe we've gotten the truth from the FBI at any time? I mean, really? Do you have any confidence that we are really getting, because constantly they keep on telling us what we need to know instead of the facts? And so here's the question, and you may not have heard it lately. You might have already heard it today, but what's it going to take? I mean, seriously, what is it going to take to get you active, to get you involved, and to say, you know what? The problem is government. Reagan was right. Government is the problem. We have to scale it back to doing what it's supposed to do instead of allowing it to do what it wants to do and controlling and manipulating us. So I don't know if you also heard, and I know everybody heard about this, but I'm going to give you a different angle. Best Buy, because let's look at the macro. Best Buy has been the epitome of a politically correct company. I'm sure you knew that a long time ago they stopped, you know, having Christmas gifts. It was holiday gifts. They went out of their way not to say Merry Christmas. And so they knew that they were poking a lot of good Christians and good people in the eye by doing that. But they wanted to be, and they demanded to be, politically correct. And so here's some irony for you, or it's maybe a paradox. In trying to be so politically correct, you know, the company fired the security guard that ended up, you know, running down and tackling the thief. And now they're offering the guy a job back and they're trying to make amends. And I'm going, well, hold on. I mean, I thought they were the champions of political correctness. What the heck? I mean, really? Anyway, I stopped shopping at Best Buy a long, long time ago when they decided to be politically correct and started kowtowing to the secular progressive agendas. I don't know if you shop there. If you do, okay. But I've gotten to the point in my life, and you probably will too, where you actually stop spending your money and supporting those who literally are, you know, taking the profits from your money and giving it to organizations and people who are trying to strip you from your liberty. I learned this lesson a long, long time ago from my dad when I bought my first Beatle album. And he said, you know what you're spending your money on? And he goes, it's not just supporting their lifestyle. You're supporting their ideals, because they take their money and they put it and invest it and give it to those who want to propagate their ideals. And, you know, that's the reality. The ideologues. And the funny thing is, most good Americans aren't ideological. They just, you know, they want to go home and maybe, you know, kick off their boots and, you know, let loose a little bit, you know, have a few drinks, have a party or what have you, and then go work hard again. They just want to work hard and enjoy life. They don't want to get, you know, ensconced in the ideologies and getting, you know, really informed. Well, you can't do that anymore, folks. You're literally at the cusp of losing your liberties. You can continue to do it if you want to lose your liberties. It's that simple. Because the other side, as I've been telling you, those ideologues who want to strip away our liberties, they fight tooth and nail every day, and they dream about it. That's why I read that Call to Commitment by Billy Graham. Do you remember that? It wasn't too long ago, and in that letter, this communist letter breaking off his engagement to his girl in, I think it was a North Carolina college or university, and he was telling her that he dreams about, you know, his love, his passion is the Communist Party and taking away people's liberties and subjugating them. That's his dream. I mean, okay, he's a true loser, but he's a loser with ideals, and he is driven by motivation that is just beyond you and I. And if we don't wake up and realize that we have to have the equal, you know, energy towards fighting him and taking back our republic, or they are going to literally strip every thread of liberty that we are clinging to right now away from us. It's that simple. I don't know how else to put it, and I don't want to dance around it. These are the real truths. They are fighting every day, and those of us who just go to work and come home that aren't contributing to the fight, to the cause, you will rue the day, because we need every able body that possibly can help in getting involved one way or another. Get involved in your party. Go join the Republican Party locally. Get involved in, you know, this organization. Get involved in some organization that is supporting liberty. Oath Keepers. There's lots of good organizations out there. I'm really not an organization. I consider this, what we're doing, as more of an appliance or like a fulcrum. We go in and we provide the leverage to other organizations to show them what they can be doing and following a model. We have a model, and following a model, they can actually make and see literal differences and changes as they take control. And we'll get into a lot of that when I have the freedom to do so, but that'll be in a few months. And I apologize that I can't get you all the details right now, but when I explain it to you, you go, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. And that's really important. Well, so I'm not sure if you heard Bolton had 5,000 troops to Colombia on a notepad and everybody stirred up about it. Well, what do you expect? I mean, really, obviously, Maduro has severed ties with the United States. He wants all of our emissaries and all the Americans out ASAP, or at least he should be doing that and, you know, letting us get those Americans out in a calm and orderly fashion. With that, if we don't start sending troops there, he might actually start thinking about, well, you know what, we've got an opportunity here to take some hostages, and we can't afford that. We don't want that. What we do want to do is we want to make sure that we protect every American life and get them out before he actually starts thinking about hostage opportunities, right? And then we'll figure out what to do and how to support those who actually want their liberty, because I'm going to believe it's really more than 50, 60, 80%, because there's way too few people that are not enjoying life anymore in Venezuela, and they are ripe for a revolution. And so, you know, we need to do what we can in supporting liberty. I'm not necessarily saying we want to bomb them, carpet bomb, and kill lots of innocent people. No, but you cannot just stand by and watch people, 10-year-olds having to sell their bodies, 10-year-old girls that are having to resort to prostitution just to stay alive. It is a very pathetic scene down there. We need to help dearly. Now, I keep telling you that China is a bad player. Russia is a bad player. They're evil. And if you haven't heard, China has just now launched what they call a Guam killer missile launch. And they did this in the South China Sea earlier. China has also mobilized its DF-26 nuclear capable intermediate range anti-ship missile. It is also known as the Guam Killers for their ability to strike American military installations on the Pacific Island, as well as even ships in navigation. And this is all happening because they are seeking to expand their empire by taking over Taiwan and other states. We cannot stand idly by and watch a brutal regime like the Communist Party take over Taiwan and the rest of the neighboring states. We've got to take a stand for liberty, my friends. I have to take a minute, so I'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And so it's inevitable. I remember reading a strategy that by 2030, China has every intent in knocking America, not Russia, not any other country, America, off of, not down a notch or two, but literally off the power totem pole. They are bad players. They understand who the real threat is to them in having a globalized control of the world for the communists to take over, and it is the U.S. constitutional government, period. So here's the reality. If we actually engage China sooner, we will be better off, because if we wait, they'll have a few more carriers, they'll have a few more submarines, and they'll have a lot more ability to project power. They can't build a human bridge off of there, so they have to build a steel bridge, very similar to what we have had to do as we have gone to war, in saving Europe's butt, in saving Asia's butt in World War II and so forth. Where's the thank you from China in, you know, stopping the Japanese and so forth? Huh? Not at all. As a matter of fact, they are brutal. They have no intent in, just like the progressives, they literally have no intent in, you know, being appreciative, being magnanimous regarding, you know, anything that we've done, because they have no respect for liberty. They don't believe in it. What they believe in is subjugating people and forcing them to do whatever they want to do. Now, I've got a communist alert for you. And what I want to do is, because I've got the backstory on this, but this is truly communism put to music. I'm not sure if you're a 10 years after fan, but here's a little snidbit that I pulled out of an old 10 years after Space and Time, if you understand albums, but check this out. Tax the rich, feed the poor, don't err on old, rich no more. And so what he's really saying there, and he starts it off with the true communist manifesto type of ideals, tax the rich and feed the poor till there are no poor no more. But he comes out and says, I would love to change the world, but I don't know what to do, right? So the backstory is Alvin Lee, who actually passed away back in 2013, Alvin Lee was actually a... he hated people in rock and roll that were out there preaching and so forth. And so everybody was doing these preaching songs. And so he thought he would do this. And the real message behind that was he'd love to change the world. And that's why I included that. He would really love to change the world, but he doesn't know what to do. He's not that smart. And he knows it's just not for one person to decide. So he leaves it up to the rest of us. And so it was clear that he was injecting the communist concepts of taxing the rich and feeding the poor. But I wanted to play this as a precursor to Oso the communist. Hey, as you know, she's going to be in the news a lot. So, or I should I say, AKA Cortez the Murderer the Second. Anyway, she seems to be losing some support from her home district, if you haven't heard. And it seems like they're kind of looking for somebody that they can unseat her with, because maybe she's just a little bit too radical. Anyway, I find that ironic that, you know, there are limits to hyperbole that is coming out of the far left communist agenda and so forth. Apparently, it's just a little bit too much. Maybe they've hit the ceiling with her. Maybe she's lost her cell appeal to them. Anyway, here's a twist as well. And, you know, obviously, sometimes the news is just really gracious in giving us an opportunity to have a giggle or have some levity with what the heck's going on, like that one with Oso the communist actually, you know, giving her home district maybe a little buyer's remorse. And shoot, we're only at the very beginning of the session. So anyway, we'll see. Maybe she tones it down a bit. Maybe she reels it in, but I don't think so. A leopard doesn't change their spots. And if most people realize that she's got those spots, then you need to get that leopard out of there. Anyway, there's a real twist, and I wanted to tell you about this. I'm not sure if you've heard this. It may not be leading news, but there are British Jews that are applying for German nationality as Brexit looms. In other words, as they see Britain, there's these really rich Jews that want to take their money and leave, and they want to be a part of the EU. In other words, they're trying to send a message that this is a big mistake, that they believe in globalism. Of course they do. Of course, they're supporting globalism, so they want to move and send a message. But here's the irony. Where are they moving? Germany. Oh, yeah, that's right. Germany It's not like there's a bunch of Nazis there. I mean, they've kind of, you know, got the Nazis under control, right? But it happens to be turning Islamic, and some people predict that maybe as soon as 2030 or 2040, they're going to have to be looking for new citizenship somewhere else pretty quick. And it may not be Europe at all, because it's all turning Islamic, because they're jumping from what I consider the frying pan into the fire, if you ask me, because I don't think that Britain is looking to actually start isolating or anything like that. So with their political statement, they may be making a move to their own demise. And it just, this also, if you've never read Intellectuals and Society by Thomas Sowell, you really need to read that. Why? Because he talks about World War I and how a couple of Jews in France, and believe me, I am not anti-Semitic. I just use that term because that's what people refer to them, Jewish descent or Israelites, whatever. but he points out that these two Jewish academics created a paradigm that it would be better to be anything but dead. In other words, you know, it'd be better to be red than dead. It would be better to be German than dead. So when Germany started the Second World War, when Hitler said, okay, we want peace, we want a little piece of France, a little piece of, and that's a play on a Mel Brooks movie. But what ended up happening was when Germany put out the welcome mat for, or I should say France put out the welcome mat for Germany, they came in, they actually took a lot of these people hostage, and these two academics were hostages, and apparently, and here's the irony, not apparently, but they were actually killed with a lot of the unfortunate Jews during the Holocaust. And so, you know, it's almost like they got a real dose of their own medicine. See what happens when you, you know, create those types of paradigms. You need to always be vigilant in guarding your liberties and in standing up for them and standing up for your sovereignty. And when you let people roll over your back, you'll rue the day, because you're going to find that those people that roll over your back, they're not done when they're rolling over your back. History has proven every time that once they've rolled over your back, they pretty much want to just be done with you as well, because they know they can't trust you. They know that. It's a, you know, only a fool doesn't know that they can't trust you. And so those fools usually, you know, when they have their revolution, they take over, then they get defeated because they're fools. But I don't think that's going to be the case after these people move and live in Germany, because I think the Islamic State will probably deal with them in a different way. Okay, so apparently we're all being cyber attacked. And so currently, at least I'm not feeling the buzz or the, you know, the burn, but apparently there is a large cyber attack that's going on with ransomware. And if you're not ready for this, I'm not sure if you believe in putting your data up in the cloud and so forth, but I'm not an advocate of putting your data out there. I'm not an advocate of using the cloud. As a matter of fact, I'm an anti-cloud guy. I mean, I like the rain, snow, and all that, but I do not believe the cloud offers any solutions. If you're looking for an IT solution and you're being sold to go into the cloud, then somebody is selling you out. It may cost you a little bit of money, because here's the funny thing. I know lots of people that just, you know, they always speak with disdain about their IT guys, and, you know, they're just expensive. They just don't like them. What makes you think that the cloud IT guys are any better? What makes you think that they have this level of nobility because they're up in the cloud? They don't. And as a matter of fact, I will tell you that all the cloud owners will have access to your data. If you have intellectual property that they can steal, they probably will, because they do not have the ethics and the morals that one would like to have, because these guys are secular progressives. At least these companies are, and that's the model of their corporate culture. We're at a hard break. So we'll be right back after a couple promos. Thank you so much. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. Now, I remember talking this last summer about Hydro One, a Canadian company trying to buy, and a Canadian company that I believe has a good size of Chinese investments in it, and a good percentage of their actual users up in Canada can't afford their electricity. Like over 50,000 people have been disconnected. But anyway, I just wanted to talk a little bit about public utilities, because apparently public utilities aren't what public utilities used to be. And as a matter of fact, they're really not public anymore, other than possibly being traded in the public markets for profit and so forth. But you've probably heard, and I know I've talked about it before, PG&E was considering and going down this path. Well, they are actually filing for bankruptcy. And let's be clear here. They are the culprit. They have been disclosed as the cause of and responsible for a lot of the damage in a few of the California fires. And right now, the damages have totaled up to about $11.4 billion. And so PG&E can't afford to pay for all of the damages that they're responsible for. Well, now see, it seems like they've been doing everything they can to up their rates and to gain market share as well as market value, but they didn't do what they needed to do to continually fix their aged infrastructure, which caused all these fires in the first place. So here's the question I have. With Hydro One trying to swoop in and buy out Avista, and who knows who's going to bail out PG&E. But my question is, wherever you live, how protected are you from your profit-making public utility? And why is it that these public utilities are now profit-oriented instead of actually working diligently in improving their services, improving their reliability, redundancy, and so forth? I mean, they're making hand over fist in profits. And I'm trying to understand why we've allowed them to literally put us at such a risk. I think, because you know as well as I talk to lots of people and they go, we need to have, you know, private competition. We need to have competition in everything. I'm sorry, my friends, but you cannot get more than one line. You can't afford to have more than one line come into your house so that you can buy from a different provider. You've got what you got, and that's what you got. There is no competition. It's just like there's a limitation in competition on cable as well. I think in Southern California, we were lucky to have actually two competitors. We had Verizon because Verizon was doing the physical lines for the phones, and we had the cable company that was providing Time Warner, what have you. And so you actually have the ability to have two different, you know, connections for internet. But is that really a competition with two? Nah, but it kind of keeps things a little competitive, right? You can switch back and forth and you can, you know, it's like with satellite, you can go from DirecTV or Dish TV, but it's not like they have a lot of competitors. They kind of compete, but their services are a lot different. So we really don't have a true competitive market. Cell phones, yes. But when it comes down to physical internet infrastructure, those types of things, we do not have the services, or I should say, the competition that will actually make services available and affordable. So what are we going to do about this? I don't know, but I do know that our bigger problem is this out-of-control federal government and the way that they've been taking controls of everything. The states should be taking all of these things back, and the state should actually be looking at how to fix these public utility problems, how to fix these infrastructure services problems, and so forth. And you know what? When the federal government isn't taking trillions of dollars from good, hardworking Americans because they don't need that kind of money anymore, and it goes back to the states will actually have money to actually provide real, tangible solutions to some of these major problems. But I wanted to throw it out there. You know, how protected are you from your profit-making public utility? Go look, go check it out. You're probably not protected at all. So here's the question. What's it going to take for you to get involved in just that? Hopefully, you're already motivated to say, huh, I can tell you one thing. One of the things you may need to have, if you're a person that has a lot of demands in your life and what have you, you should have a full backup system for your house so that you can literally switch. If you lose electricity, you can switch over to a generator automatically and you're up and running. Especially if you cannot afford to take any downtime or outage because you're working at home or what have you. Unfortunately, we have to underwrite our government and these public utilities because they're doing such a shoddy job. So again, what's it going to take for you to get involved? I maybe today's the day. I'll just throw it out there. If you do want to get involved, send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. Or what you can do is you can go to our GoFundMe campaign. If you've got, you know, if you got some money, throw us a little bit of love, then go look for Reclaiming the Republic on GoFundMe. That link is also on the homepage of reclaimingtherepublic.org. Now, here's one, and this is really a sad story. A young mother, apparently she's 22 years old, and her name was Malaysia Goodson. She was carrying her one-year daughter in a stroller down the stairs at the subway in Manhattan. And unfortunately, she fell, and she did not survive. I didn't hear anything regarding the one-year-old daughter, but she died. And I've not seen, heard anything about the footage, but this is my two cents. I hope on the security footage that there is not one man in the area or passing by. If so, those men ought to be shamed for not helping and assisting that young mother. I mean, this is a sad day in America when men have been castigated and denigrated so much by misandrists and saying, take your masculinity out of here. You know, when we should actually be helping. I still to this day, and I don't take, you know, if I take the insult, that's okay. I would rather open the door for somebody that is either elderly or looks like they obviously need some help. I think it is important that that is civility. It's helping. And I know that there's this huge war on masculinity, but I'm just thinking that that woman should not have perished or should have not passed the way she had, especially if there was a man available that could have assisted. One of the things, and I know I talked to Trevor Lawton. We had him interviewed and on the air last December, just a little over a month ago. And I know we were talking about some of his new work on the enemy within the church. But I know he just came out with an expose with the New American. And this whole expose is really, you know, digging into Kamala Harris and how, you know, her connections, you know, bottom line, she's a communist. And Trevor Lawton has done a lot of research on her radical connections. And so I would just recommend that you check out the New American for details and start sharing this information. The best thing we can do is actually in outing her and getting this information out so that more and more people are realizing that we don't want communists anymore. We have to literally start sending the message. The best thing that you can do is actually start supporting Republic Review, because I'm telling you, these blue states are gone. If you live in those blue states, there, I don't know how much money you've spent, but it hasn't helped any. If you want to help, if you want to save your blue state, you have to get the red states to take the courage and standing up. They will save all the states, because they will save the Republic and they will save the Constitution and they will force compliance. When the federal government is forced to comply, then the states will have to comply, because they don't have the big printing press that's coming down, giving them money and then shackling them with all these strings and regulations to keep you from harvesting your own resources and being able to be productive on your own. So it's really, really important that we actually start taking a stand. I'll just say it again. Please, please get involved. I don't know what it's going to take to get you involved, but the sooner you get involved, the better off we will all be. Now, I usually have a little bit of music when I get into the climatology mode, but and again, it seems like this whole show is about a little irony here, a little irony there, and or a paradox, or you know, something to giggle about. And you got to love the fact that Trump is out there tweeting, poking all the environmentalists in the eye over, you know, the global warming and so forth, with this whole polar vortex that is going down and putting snow in Georgia. I mean, even the Georgia police literally said they're suspending all crime and all stupidity because of the snow. So it's great to see that the president is in his game and out there poking and mocking the climatology crowd. They are climatologists because it is a religion for them. There's no base. This is just like Scientology or Dianetics and all of these concocted religions that have no real root or grounding in what I would consider, you know, something of deep theology. Well, I'm out of time. I am G.R. Mobley. I'm Reclaiming the Republic, and I need your help. If I haven't told you that yet, we do need your help. God bless, and we'll be back tomorrow. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.